This film critic denounced the Bechdel test, and the internet is not having it, by Oliver Gettle. Film critic Kyle Smith is facing fierce criticism online for railing against the Bechdel test, a benchmark of whether a movie portrays women as fully formed characters, and for claiming that men dominate Hollywood because they're more inclined to tell stories about extreme characters. Created by the cartoonist Alison Bechdel 32 years ago, the Bechdel test asks whether a film includes at least two named female characters who have a conversation with each other on screen that is not about a male character. Although the test has tongue-in-cheek origins, it nonetheless underscores the dearth of multidimensional female characters in mainstream movies. Smith, a staunch conservative voice for the New York Post and National Review, denounced the Bechdel test in the latter publication Monday, writing it off as a feminist litmus test that measures the political correctness of a film. Smith argued the Bechdel test is as arbitrary as a hypothetical cowboy test, which would evaluate whether movies feature cowboys in them. He also wrote that, quote, "Movies aren't intended to be a proper demographic cross-section of America. Movies, at least Hollywood movies, are about people on the extremes of society. Cops, criminals, superheroes. These extreme characters tend to be men, and men tend to be the ones who create them," unquote. Smith further suggested that women's movie ideas aren't commercial enough for Hollywood studios because women tend to write movies about relationships and men tend to write movies about aliens and shootouts. Smith's takedown was slammed on social media by many readers who disagreed with his assessment of the Bechdel test and felt he missed the point. Quote, "The Bechdel test isn't meant to be like the sole method for judging movies," tweeted Sean McElwee, a political analyst. "It forces us to think more deliberately about sexism and art," unquote. Quote, "There are over 3.5 billion women in the world, and movies consistently fail to portray them simply talking to each other," another Twitter user wrote. Several readers also mocked Smith's comparison of women and cowboys. "Ah, yes, cowboys that underrepresented 50% of the population," one wrote. More reactions to Smith's piece follow. Tweet, Ashley Perez, "For everyone trying to name good films that are exceptions to passing the Bechdel test, you are missing the point. Jessica Ellis, "So let me just talk the Bechdel test and the nonsensical article by Kyle Smith a tad. The issue the test addresses is erasure and agency." Jessica Ellis followed with, "It's not that movies that show two women talking only about dudes are always bad. No one, literally no one, has said that." Jessica Ellis followed up again with, "It's that when you look at the vast spectrum of movies and there is an overwhelmingly similar portrayal of women, it's worth looking into." Tom Petty, "How poor would your opinion of women have to be to compare their actual underrepresentation on film to that of hypothetical cowboys? LMAO. Chad Bailey, "Sadly, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that more films pass the cowboy test than the Bechdel test." And David Joyce, "You should skip the idiotic Bechdel article. It's too inane. It's just trolling."